园林教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace to everyone。
今天晚上要用顺服神、抵挡魔鬼做题目来跟大家查考圣经。
Tonight we'd like to use the topic of submit to God and resist the devil as our mutual encouragement。
我们现在请翻开雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4。
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4。
第七节。
Verse 7。
第四章七节说，故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Verse 7, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
这里这句话圣经啊，在讲出了这一章雅各书第四章里面，他所要我们能够信靠神抵挡魔鬼的秘诀。
And this verse actually is a main theme of under this chapter to describe the main criteria for us to resist the devil and submit ourselves to God.
信仰的旅程怎么样能够得胜呢？
How can we be triumphed unto our faith?
我们就是要能够不断的顺服神，而且同时要抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
We need to continuously to submit ourselves to God as well as resist the devil.
没有顺服神，我们是不可能能够走到天国路的走到底的。
If we cannot submit ourselves to God, then we cannot we'll walk to the end of our journey of faith.
那有关于魔鬼的攻击，我们一定要抵挡他，用信心抵挡他，然后他就会走了，他就跑掉了。
Regarding to the attacks of the devil, we need to resist them, and then they will flee away from us.
圣经在讲我们这个天国的旅程呢，会面临到很多的挑战。
And the Bible says that during our journey to heaven, there we will face a lot of challenges.
那个魔鬼他就是要来跟神作对的，他处处要来破坏神的救恩。
Devil is someone who would try to go against us all the time, and he will block us to receive salvation.
那要抵挡魔鬼，一定要对神有信心，而且要神的话语。
We need to have a faith to God, and as well as the message of God, in order to resist the devil.
那有神的话语之后，还要把它行出来。
And besides from having the message of God, we also need to act it out.
如果没有把这个神的道行出来呢，我们就像第二章所说的，有信心却没有行为，他说这个也没有用，是像身体没有灵魂一样，是死的。
If we do not act out the words of God, then it will be like what is said in chapter 2, that without action, our faith is dead.
那主耶稣基督呢，他在传福音的时候，他自己曾经在旷野里面做了一个榜样，让我们效法。
And Jesus was on this earth. He was in the wilderness and gave us a very wonderful example.
如果看马太福音第四章，我们就看到主耶稣被圣灵引到旷野里面去，在那里禁食祷告四十昼夜。
If we read Book of Matthew chapter 4, it described that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit and he fast and pray for 40 nights and 40 days and 40 nights.
那魔鬼就来试探他了。
And so then after 40 days and 40 nights, devil came to tempt him.
这个当然魔鬼他来试探主耶稣，他这个时间点也是神所允许的，就是四十昼夜之后这个魔鬼才来的。
And so this is actually allowed by God, the timing of after Lord Jesus fast and pray for 40 days and 40 nights.
因为圣经特别说，主耶稣后来他就饿了。
And because the Bible says that after 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
那在这个身体很虚弱、很无力的情况下，这个魔鬼就来试探耶稣。
When the body was weak, that's when the devil came to tempt him.
但是主耶稣他怎么胜过魔鬼的？
But how did Lord Jesus overcome devil?
我们就看到主耶稣他真的是顺服神的。
We can see that Lord Jesus, he submit himself to God.
他用神的话语去抵挡魔鬼。
He used the word of God to resist the devil.
所以你看主耶稣他很清楚的说，人活着不是靠着食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
As it is written that Lord Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
因为他顺服 神所说的这个人活着的原则，他仍是知道没有神的话语，即使有这些有面包，也是没有办法活下去的。
Because he understands the principle of God's message, and if we do not have the word of God, even if we have food, then we cannot see God.
不能够存活。
We cannot live.
但是如果有神的话语，如果我们真的顺服神，那个我们所需用的食物，神就会加给我们。
But if we are willing to submit ourselves to God, then the bread will be given by God.
所以顺服神，他说他知道神的话语、神的真道才是真的能帮助我们得到永生。
So submitting ourselves to God is the true message of God for us to follow.
魔鬼又把主耶稣带到殿顶去，要他从高的地方跳下去。
Later on, devil brought Lord Jesus to a high place for him to jump.
他也是要让主耶稣基督能够看到说，哦，你看人间的荣耀。
And he also, a devil also wants Lord Jesus to see the glory of God of man.
但是主耶稣用神的话语抵挡他，他说，我不可以试探主你的神。
Yet again, Lord Jesus used the word of God to resist the devil.That you cannot tempt God.
魔鬼他现在曲解了神的话语，他现在要主耶稣去跳下去，表示说他要让神不得不伸手去接他。
And devil actually twist the word of God so that he want Lord Jesus to jump down from the highest place of the temple so that God had no choice but to save him.
但是主耶稣一样，他用顺服神来抵挡魔鬼的试探。
Yet again, Lord Jesus submit himself to God, so that he was able to resist devil.
他很清楚知道神的话语真正的含义是什么。
He understand clearly what is the true message in the word of God.
然后魔鬼还是不死心。
And yet, devil was not able to was not willing to give up.
他现在再一次的，你看他用万国荣华来给主耶稣看。
And then he used all the glory on this earth and show it to Lord Jesus.
要耶稣去拜他，拜这个魔鬼，然后他就得到这个世上的荣华。
And he asked Lord Jesus to worship him so that he can receive all this glory.
但主耶稣用顺服神的话语说，我们只能够单拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Yet Lord Jesus submit himself to God's message and God's word, and that we shall worship the Lord your God alone.
然后你看主耶稣他这样一讲以后，圣经就说魔鬼就离开耶稣了。
But after Lord Jesus said this, then the devil left him.
那主耶稣他在这个被试探的这一个过程当中，他给我们留下一个什么叫做顺服神的榜样。
And during the process of when Lord Jesus going through this temptation, he gave us a very good example.
然后真的魔鬼就离开他了。
Indeed, the devil left him.
因为魔鬼知道他没有成功的机会。
Because devil knew that he had no chance of success.
当一个人如果下定决心要顺服神，顺服神的话语，顺服神的旨意，以及顺服神在我们身上的作为，那么魔鬼他是找不到机会来破坏神的工作的。
If someone is determined to follow and submit himself to God,To God's message, to God's will, as well to God's message, there is no chance for a devil to attack us.
所以魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了，这是雅各他特别强调的。
And so, if we can do this, then the devil will surely run away from us. This is what James had also taught us.
那现在我们现在看回来雅各书第四章的第八节。
Let's turn back to Book of James, chapter 4, verse 8.
一个人如果愿意顺服神以后，
If someone is willing to submit himself,
愿意顺服神的顺服神的话语
，if he is willing to submit to God's word,
然后第八节说，你们要亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Verse 8, come near to God, and He will come near to you.
所以顺服神一定带来想要亲近神。
Submit yourself to God means that you will also come near to God.
那神会更亲近我们
，and He will also come near to us.
所以我们顺服神的这个好处就是。神跟我们越来越亲密。
Therefore, the advantage of submit ourselves to God is that God will be near to us.
那当我们跟神越加亲密的时候，真的就是表示说，我们真的听到神的话语，我们会照他的吩咐去做的。我们是爱神的人呢。
If we are truly near to God, then we will truly love God.
如果我们对神没有爱，我们不想亲近神，真的，我们对他的话也不会很在意。
If we do not love God, then we will also not really care about the word of God.
但反过来，如果我们是爱神的，我们就会很注意他所告诉我们的啊，应该要遵行的道理。
On the contrary, if we love God, then we will be careful about all the message that is preached by God.
那所以现在顺服神，那就亲近神。那为了要能够顺服神，我们需要准备一个心，就是在神面前谦卑的心。
So in order for us to submit ourselves to God, then we need to have this humble heart.
我们要知道说，哎，这个神他是这么样的慈爱，他来救我。
Because we have to think about, this God is so merciful that He is willing to save us.
那我为什么是要被救？因为我是罪人。
So why do I need to be saved? Because I am a sinner.
因为我是软弱，我带了肉体，我很多很多的事情我没办法克服。
I have weaknesses and I carry this flesh. There are many things that I cannot do alone.
没有这位慈爱的神给我这些恩典，我没有办法站立得住。
Without the mercy and grace of God given to me, that I cannot stand straight.
那所以你看，一个人如果在神面前谦卑呢，神就会赐给他更多恩典。
So if someone is able to humble himself in front of the Lord, then God will actually give him more.
因为神要来拯救那些贫穷的，就是心里贫穷的，真的需要觉得需要靠神的人。
Because God will save all those people with a humble heart.
就是说，今天一个人如果觉得自己不行，他就会寻找这个依靠，他就会寻找神。
And in other words, if someone feel that he cannot do something by himself, then he will seek for help.
但是反过来，一个人如果是他说是骄傲的，他不觉得他需要神，这个时候他没有办法得到神的恩典，反而是神会阻挡这个人。
And on the contrary, if someone who is very proud and feeling that there is no need for him to have God in his life, and therefore God will actually block him.
你看第四章第六节说，神会赐更多的恩典。
In chapter 4, verse 6, it says that God will give grace to the humble.
那给谦卑的人哦，不是给那个骄傲的，更多恩典是给谦卑的人。
And he will give us more grace and oppose the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
那在雅各书第四章啊，这个是我们今天的读经进度。如果我们仔细读这一章
，And chapter 4 is our daily Bible reading chapter. And if we read this chapter carefully,
我们就会看到这一章一直在强在描述有两种作为，然后是顺服神的，以及或者是顺服魔鬼的。
And it has a clear distinction and description about two different actions. One is submit ourselves to God, and the other one is submit ourselves to the devil.
就是说，会顺服魔鬼的这个引诱，然后魔鬼的工作，然后慢慢的就会跟神是对敌的。
And if we submit ourselves to the temptation of the devil and his work, then we will be the enemy of God.
所以你看雅各书第四章，他一开始的时候，他在第一节说：“哎，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们的百里中战斗之私欲来的吗？”
That is why in chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "What cause fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?"
那这里讲这个征战斗殴，基本上这个就是当时候弟兄他们在弟兄姐妹当中有一个纷争、嫉妒纷争的事情发生了。
And the fights and quarrel actually represents that among the disciples, there are quarrels among each other.
哦，那这些嫉妒纷争斗殴争吵的事情从哪里来？它从我们肉体当中的战斗的私欲来的。
And this enviness and quarrels among the disciples come from their own desires.
哦，所以现在是一个人，他如果顺服他自己的私欲、情欲，然后他之后就产生很多不好的事情了。
If someone follow his own desires, then it will produce something bad.
然后这个私欲，你如果看第二节，他又贪恋，又杀害、嫉妒，又斗殴、征战。
And,
这个都是一些不好的事情。
And in verse 2, it also says, you want something, and then you kill and covet, and you quarrel and fight. All these are very bad things.
但是第二节的后面他说，欸，你们得不着是因为不求。意思是说，一个方式是用求的，跟神求的。另外一个方式就是你自己用私欲去争取，然后用自己的手段去征战斗殴，啊，想要贪更多东西，啊，结果得不到。
And in the later verse of verse 2, it says, you do not ask God. It is because they wanted to obtain things upon themselves instead of asking God for it.
所以现在这里从第一节到第二节，现在有两个，其实他提到两个方式，一个是直接跟神求，其实也可以得到的，或者是用自己的方法去争取，然后去纷争，然后这样子。结果是得不到的，啊，这是两个动作。
So there are two actions in this verse. One is you ask God and you shall receive. The other action is you try to obtain yourself. You kill, you covet, you fight, and you quarrel. Yet you do not have.
但是他现在第三节又说了，他说即使你用求的也得不到，因为他说，因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Yet in verse 3, it says, when you ask, but you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
那现在表示说，用求的方式，还要能够按照神的方式来求，才会有效果。
And so it is saying that when we ask, we need to ask with the right motive.
哦，那现在第四节，他现在又讲得更深了一等，他说，你这些淫乱的人啊，你们不知道以世俗为友就是以神为敌吗？所以凡想要以世俗为友的，就是以神为敌了。
And in verse 4, it talks about even a deeper message where it says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who choose to be a friend of the world become an enemy of God.
我们现在看到，现在这两条线、两个方式呢，你就看到一个是顺服自己的私欲的，然后就是其实意思就是顺服这个世界的潮流，以世界为友的人他的做法。
And we can see that there are two paths or two ways. One way is that the people follow their own desires and the trend of the world.
哦，那另外一条路就是跟神求的，按照神的旨意求的，而且是以神做朋友的，不是跟这个世界做朋友的。
And the second way is that when they ask God with the right will, and they want to be friends of God.
那以神为朋友，就是说了解神对我们的爱是非常专注的，神单爱我们，我们现在不能够让其他的东西来破坏我们跟神的这个亲密关系。
What does it mean to be a friend of God? That means we need to understand the love of God so that we can be near to Him.
那所以第五节他是说，你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐的住在我们里头的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
In verse 5, or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely?
这里这一节圣经，如果你看雅各第八章，他就有类似的信息。神他专爱我们，所以他现在把圣灵赐给我们，他要求我们也能够专心的爱他，全心全力的倚那耶稣，而不是在倚那除神以外的东西的。
And so if we read some Psalms chapter 8, it will have the similar message where we need to love our God. Wholeheartedly.
因为他说神他现在赐给我们的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒，也就是说神他没有办法允许我们去爱别的世界或者别的东西超过爱神，在神跟我们当中绝对不能够有任何其他东西介入了。
Because we God cannot let others to have this relationship between ourselves and God because he want us to love him wholeheartedly.
那所以现在我们到底是有没有办法了解神的这个爱，然后我们真的想要跟神发展这个亲密关系，成为神的朋友。
And so are we able to put ourselves into a situation where we will have this love relationship with God.
哦，所以因为我们这个其实这样做，我们就在顺服神的。
And if we can do this, then that means we are submit ourselves to God.
我们在顺从圣灵。
We are submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
那另一个另一条路，这个就是顺服世界的，这个跟随这个世界的潮流在生活的人。
And another way is the people would submit themselves to the world, and they will follow the trend of the world.
那这个世界跟神的这两条路啊，是完全不一样的，结果也不一样啊。
And these two ways between God and world and the world is totally different.
我们现在看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第三章的第十三节说。
Verse 13.
他说：“你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。”
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.
十四节说：“你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可以自夸，也不可以说谎话抵挡真道。”
Verse 14. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth.
第十五节说：“这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。”
Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil.
十六节，在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice.
然后十七节说，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果。没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
17 and 18, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruits, imparable and sincere. 18, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
我们这里看到两种智慧，属神的智慧，以及属情欲的、属鬼魔的智慧。
In here we see there are two kinds of wisdom. One is wisdom belong to God, and the other one is the wisdom belong to the devil.
因着这个所谓的智慧所产生两种不一样的生活表现。
And because of these two types of wisdom, we will have two different types of life.
属神的，就是从这个神的智慧来的，它是清洁、和平、温柔、良善，都是彰显出神的性情的生活表现。
And For those life with the wisdom of God that will produce a peace loving and pure considerate, all these are the characters of God.
但是从情欲的，从鬼魔来的，它就是嫉妒、纷争、扰乱、杀害、坏各种坏事。
But those from the devil would produce unspiritual and selfish ambition. All these are the characters of the devil.
然后对这个是对人方面，你会看到偏见、假冒。然后就是批评论断。
And for when this wisdom face the human, then you will see that there will be a false and
批评论断。哦，就是
criticism。
哦，那所以你就看到这两个从神来的跟从那个伪魔从情欲来的是完全不同的。
So we can see that the wisdom from God and from evil is totally different.
在第四章，他特别强调说，当时候弟兄姐妹当中有一些嫉妒纷争是怎么来的？他是从情欲来的，表示这个就是没有抵挡魔鬼被跟这个世界为友的结果，自然的反应就是像这样子的。
And so what mentioned in chapter 4 is that where does this quarrel come from? Is from our own desires.
那他们当时候你看。这个雅各书的作者他提到说，其实我们要能够得到神的祝福，得到神的恩典，很多其实我们人很需要神的恩典。他说用求的，顺服神的旨意来祈求，神就会加给我们。
And the author of James want us to understand that if we want to receive the grace of God, we must ask.
No,
we must ask God.
我们要根据神的旨意
，according to His will.
因为神他其实是。 要赐恩给人的，因为神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
Because God is a God who have abundant mercy and grace, He wants to give all these grace to us.
那如果你看，如果是从神来的这个智慧呢，是温良柔顺的，他是谦卑的，他一定得更多恩典的。
And if this wisdom from God is peace-loving, considerate, submissive, and all these are from God.
那这个就是这个就是第八节说那个要亲近神，四章八节说亲近神。
And this would be just mentioned, just as mentioned in verse 8, to come near to God.
哦，谦卑的人不但能够得恩典，而且真的能够更亲近神。
And those who are humble will not just receive grace, but also come near to God.
然后我们如果从第四章的第九节开始，第八节开始看，我们看到今天我们要怎么样顺服神。
And in chapter 4, verse 8 onwards, and it actually described how we can come near to God.
他说要清洁我们，要洁净我们的心。
We need to purify our hearts.
也要洁净我们的手。
We need to purify and wash our hands.
那这个洁净手、清洁心，它跟有一个对比，就是那个有罪的，或者是那个心怀恶意的人。
And this has a direct contrast between the those who are evil.
他们 double-minded.
They are double-minded.
哦，所以你看，今天如果我们是洁净我们的手，表示说我们会行神的公义，不会去做伤害人的事情，不会去违反神所吩咐我们不可以行的了。
Washing our hands means that we will not disobey what is the taught by the Bible.
然后清洁我们的心，就是你看这里就是专心一意的倚靠神，没有那个心怀恶意。
Purify our hearts means that we wholeheartedly worship the Lord only.
那个心怀恶意就是想要倚靠神，但是又想要跟世界做朋友的人呢。
And double-minded means that we want to draw near to God, but also want to draw near to the world.
那这个心怀恶意的人呢、啊，在雅各书里面的信息是说哈，别想从神那边得到什么。
Those who are double-minded, according to Book of James, you will not receive anything.
我们现在看第一章雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to Book of James chapter 1.
第一章第八节说，心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
You say he is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
然后你看第七节说，这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
Verse 7, that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord.
那这个心怀恶意，这个其实就是第六节说，凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
Double-minded man is also described in verse 6, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
所以心怀恶意就是说，他其实对神的信实、神的祝福、应许，他是疑惑的，没有办法全心依靠神的。
Double-minded man means that he has a doubt to God's blessings and grace, and he cannot rely on God.
那所以现在神真的抵挡魔鬼的人是怎么样？不会被这个疑惑跑到我们的脑筋里面去，怀疑神的应许以及怀疑神的信实。
And those who resist the devil are those who will not doubt God's message and His will and His words.
那我们的心如果是真的是清心的人，我们就能够见神，像主耶稣所应许的啊，在八胡里面所说的。
If we purify our hearts, then we shall see God just as it is written in the Beatitudes.
清心人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
那这个，所以今天要亲近神，他现在提供给我们这个方式，所以我们要常常去回想，我们在神面前是不是心怀恶意。
So this gives us a way to draw near to God, and so we need to remind ourselves whether we are double-minded.
如果我们心怀恶意，我们可能就抵挡不住魔鬼他在我们脑筋里面所放出的疑惑的意念。
If we are double-minded, then we cannot resist all those bad thoughts that are from the devil.
然后到第九节、第十节呢，他这里一直强调说， 要洁净我们的手，就是说他说你们要愁苦悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。
And in verse 9 it says, grief, mourn, and wail, change your laughter to mourn and your joy to gloom.
那表示说对当时候他们所做出来的这些纷争、嫉妒、纷争、斗殴的事情，他说你一定要把它改过来，就是要回转归向神，要悔改，要改变，然后照神的方式，顺服神的方式、在神面前谦卑。
And so it tells that we need to get rid of all those quarrels and fights and also covet and killed so that we can submit ourselves to the will of God and
第九节这里所讲的其实就是主耶稣在八五说那个哀动人有福了。
And in verse 9 it is also described in the Beatitude where that those who mourn blessed are those who are mourned.
因为当一个人 会为自己 所犯的、错误以及没有办法真的顺服神所带来的后果来悲哀哭泣的时候，神就要让我们升高，神就要让我们更亲近他了。
For those who mourn because of all his iniquities and his sins, then God would actually raise him up.
所以他这里第十节特别强调说，务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
And that is why in verse 10, brothers, humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up.
所以要为罪痛悔悲伤，然后要在神面前认罪悔改。
Therefore, you need to mourn for your sins and repent in front of the Lord.
顺服神事实上是有实际上的作为，在这里所指示我们生活上该改变的。
Submit ourselves to God means that we need to have some change in our life.
然后从第十一节到第十二节呢，我们看到另外一个生活上的教导。
In verse 11 and 12, it gives us another message in our life.
什么叫做顺服神？
What does it mean to submit ourselves to God?
当我们对弟兄姐妹在相处当中，我们绝对不会恶意去批评论断别人。
And in our life, we would not easily judge someone.
如果我们是恶意的去论断弟兄，其实他就是说是在论断律法，等于是在论断神一样，因为律法是神所颁布的。
If we easily judge against others, we were using the law and to judge our brothers and sisters.
那但反过来呢，如果一个人是会恶意的去批评论断别人呢，然后去反正就好像自己当老板，然后什么事情他是他主人在指使什么事情的时候，其实这个就已经在成为顺服魔鬼的作为，但自己可能不知道。
And if we easily try to slander or judge someone and without our knowing, and then we will be fall into this trap.
圣经在这里所说的这个不要批评论断哦，跟我们说在主里面说诚实话去劝勉弟兄姐妹是不一样的，不要搞混了。
And in here, when he talks about a slander and judge someone, it is not the same thing as using our love to try to convert someone.
比如说今天我们在教会里面弟兄姐妹相处当中，看到有些人他的做法不合真理，以及会影响别人，我们出于善意的用爱心说诚实话，希望他能改过来，这个不叫做批评论断。
And if we see someone who was doing something that is against the will of God, then out of our love, then we would try to correct them. And this is not judging.
我们是当面的要这位我们的信徒他真的是能够走在主的路上，劝勉他能够改变，然后顺服真理，这个不叫做去论断他。
Because we want them to walk on the correct way to salvation, and therefore we wanted to correct them out of love.
但是所谓的批评论断是心存恶念，而且是在背后里面、讲了 一堆很难听的话语。
But yet judging others it is with a evil heart behind this action.
所以他这里在这两节特别强调说，设立律法的跟判断人的只有一位，那就是能够 救人也能够灭人的，那就是神。
And that is why in verse 12 there is only one law giver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy, which is God.
那说你是谁？你竟敢论断别人呢？
Who are you to judge your neighbor?
那表示说，我们今天如果真的是一个顺服神的人，我们对弟兄姐妹，我们一定会出于爱心，要让每一个人都能够遵行真理，所以我们就不会变成魔鬼的俘虏，不会变成这个世界的朋友。我们弟兄姐妹都能够保持圣洁。
And if we can, put ourselves, to love one another, then. Then we will.
所以这个就是说，我们今天如果顺服神的人，我们会希望说每一个弟兄姐妹都能够保守在这个真理当中的。
If we can submit ourselves to God, then we will be blessed in the mercy of God.
因为圣经要我们说彼此相爱啊。
Because the Bible tells us that we need to love one another.
彼此相爱就是说我们并不是去。判断别人说哦，这个人是穿华美衣服的人，这个人是比较有地位的，所以我比较看重他，所以他的错误啊、哦、没有关系，就混过去了，就没关系吧。
Loving one another doesn't mean that when we see someone has more beautiful clothing, then when they make mistakes, then we will not try to correct them.
但是真的彼此相爱、顺服神的是以真理为基础，然后要让每一个人。都能够走在这个走在主的道上，能够抵挡魔鬼的这个破坏。
And loving one another means that we need to have the principle of the word of God, and so that we need to walk together.
啊，可以抵挡魔鬼。
So that we can resist the devil.
那在第四章啊，第十三节到第十七节最后这一段呢？
In chapter 4, verse 13 and 14,
他现在又讲另外一个层面，就是顺服神要在我们做决定的时候，我们在生活当中做任何决定的时候，要记住，要尊重神的主权。
And when we make any decision in our life, we need to understand the authority of God.
我们绝对不要顺着这个世界的潮流，然后反而被魔鬼牵着鼻子走。哇，顺服我们自己的情欲，然后最后变成抵挡神的。
We should not let our desire to carry us and to the trend of the world.
第十三节说，哎，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
第十四节说，其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
十五节说，你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
这几节圣经所描述的这个情况呢，所以其实这个人，他说，当时候有人这样子想这样做，看起来应该是没有错。
And in this incident that someone is doing certain things, it seems like it is correct.
因为他很合理呀、啊。
Because it is reasonable.
他是做正经事业，他有计划啊，知道说怎么样做才会得到好处啊。
He is doing a good business, and he has his own plans, and he wants to be successful.
但是他忘了一件事情，就是不知道说，其实生命不是掌握在我们的手上。明天发生什么事，我们不知道。
But yet he forgets one thing, which is that we do not know whether we will still alive tomorrow.
所以他说，只要说主若愿意，我们就可以活着做这事或做那事的。
That is why we need to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this and that.
那如果没有尊重神的主权，对生命的主权，那他说，我们可能就变成是那个张狂夸口的人。
If we cannot understand that God has authority to life, then we will be.What is it said that we will be boasting ourselves?
所以今天顺服神就是我们凡事要想到我们的生命其实不在我们的手上。如果 主愿意我们做这个事情，我们就去做。如果主不愿意，当然我们就顺服神，那就不要被我们的情欲牵引诱惑了。
And that's why we need to submit ourselves. God is willing, and we shall do certain things. If God is not willing, then we should not have our desire overcome us.
你看第十三节他讲的这个情况，也在说明一个人，至少这些做买卖的人，他当时候想的是为自己活着的。
And this passage actually describes a businessman. At least he wants to do a business for himself.
就是为自己活，他的生命是为他自己活的。
So that he can live for his own.
那其实这个也就是这个世界所告诉我们的。
And this is also what the world is telling us.
说什么叫做以世界为友
？And so what does it mean to be a friend of the world?
就是我们顺服这个世界一般这个潮流，世界觉得什么是有价值的，我们就跟着去做。
So whatever that the world thinks that is valuable, then we will do it.
世界上的我们的。做这个环境里面、啊、觉得说这个是很正常的，没有什么大不了的事，我们就这样顺着他们去做了。
If the world thinks that certain things is very normal, then we shall also treat it as normal.
但是这个就是，其实这个就是不顺服神，而是顺服世界嘛。
And yet, this is actually submit ourselves to the world, not submit ourselves to God.
因此，我们要了解说，我们今天在主耶稣基督里面呢，我们的生命。已经属耶稣基督，我们现在做什么事情，你都要想到有关主耶稣基督的。
And that is why when we submit ourselves to God, we need to understand that our life belong to God. We need to, when we do all things, we need to also think about God.
我们到一个地方去做买卖，是为了要做什么
？When we go to a certain place to do business,
就好像我们今天如果搬到一个新的地方去，我们到底是追求什么？
For example, if we move to a new place, what are we exactly doing?
我们到一个别的地方去读书，我们所要追求的是什么
？And if we go to a new place to have our education, what are we trying to achieve?
我们如果是顺服神的，真的知道神在我们身上的旨意，追求从神来的智慧，那么我们就知道，我们凡事都是为了福音的缘故，为了发展这个神的道理，传福音。
If we can submit ourselves to God, regardless of where we go, we will understand that we are for we live for the message of God to preach the gospel.
绝对不是只是为了追求自己个人本身的这种 ambition, 就是我们自己的发展、自己的企图。
And we do not live for our own ambition.
哦，所以他说，当时候他说，凡是这样夸口都是恶的。
So therefore, in verse 16, for those who boast and brag like this, all such boasting is evil.
第十七节说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
And 17, anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins.
所以从这个十三节到第十七节这一段，我们所学到的这个顺服神，应该我们要了解，生命在乎在神的手上。
From verse 13 to 17.It gives us a message that when we submit ourselves to God, our life is dependent upon God.
我们做什么计划，一定要寻求神的旨意。
Whenever we plan, we need to ask for the will of God.
我们要了解，我们目标就是为了要荣耀神。
We need to understand our goal is to glorify God.
哦，所以知道今天如果我们知道神的。知道神的原则，那我们去遵行了、啊、这个叫做顺服神，就是至善最好的。
And if we know the principle of God, and then we submit ourselves to God, then it is good.
我们这个就是在神面前自卑了，就是在神面前谦卑了。
That means we have humbled ourselves in front of God.
因为我们说主若愿意，就是一切就由神来做指引，我们真的以神为第一优先。
If God is willing, that means that we put God as our priority.
所以我们从雅各书的第四章里面，我们看到了什么叫做顺服神。
So in chapter 4, in book of James, we can understand what does it mean to submit ourselves to God.
什么叫做魔鬼的手段。
What does it mean to be the actions of the devil?
魔鬼他处处都是要跟神作对。
He always constantly wants to fight against devil also always wanted to fight against God.
所以魔鬼他通常都是要让我们的私欲跑出来，让我们自己以为自己 可以做什么。
And devil always want our own desire to come out so that we can feel we can do things on our own.
魔鬼就是要把我们拉进世界里面去。
He want to drag us into this world.
他就是要让我们顺服这个世界的潮流。
He want us to flow together with the trend of the world.
但是如果我们顺服神，
But if we are willing to submit ourselves,
将我们的生命主权交在神的手上
，if we can put our own life into the authority of God,
顺服神给我们律法的要求
，submit ourselves into God's law,
顺服神要我们真的在他面前谦卑，然后得到他的恩典
，and humble ourselves in front of him in order to receive his great grace,
得到跟他求得到那个属灵的智慧。
And also ask so that we can receive this wisdom.
那我们的生命就真的在这个世界上发光。
Then our life would truly shine in this world.
我们一定是成为主耶稣基督的见证人。
And we will for sure become the testimony of God.
那其实我们就是在做最大的善事，就是在彰显神的荣耀，来为这个福音的工作尽我们一份子。小小的微薄之力。
Then we are doing this biggest good is that we are helping the gospel to spread.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们，我们每个人一起来顺服神。
May the Lord guide us so that we can all submit ourselves.
我们都能够利用时间来亲近神。
And we can spend time in order to draw near to God.
能够抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
And also resist the temptation and the attack by the devil.
让我们整个教会都能够活在神的旨意底下。
So that the church can always live in the will of God.
我们再来唱诗392首。
Singing number 392.